internet.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's so much information out there about companies that you can easily find, okay? So no excuses. You need to do some research.
Yeah.
So don't be that person that's like, well, I've never had a disagreement with a colleague. Never, right? I get along with everyone.
Everybody. Yeah.
This is the question that, like, introverts absolutely hate. And that question is, tell me a little bit about yourself. Or position.
Yeah, I mean, I think a resume can tell you what you've done, but a story really brings to life why you did what you did, maybe how you went about planning your activities, and maybe allows them to see your decision-making skills a little better.
Yeah.
Hey, we're Mike and Jenny. Our episode today on A Couple of Introverts podcast is all about helping our introvert community land a job. One of the biggest fears that introverts deal with is interviewing. We fear we won't shine as bright as our extroverted counterparts, but introverts love planning, and they plan way in advance. This is a strength for you. So let's talk about how we can help you shine in your interview. Let's dive in.
Today's episode is all about something that all of us introverts hate.
Interviewing. It's a topic that we've all had to go through in our daily lives. At some point, I'm sure you've had a job. Maybe you haven't. Maybe this is completely new to you. Or maybe it's been a long time since you've interviewed and you're very scared.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that I think all of us dread. All of us have a fear about.
Yes.
And none of us really look forward to it. So that's why today we are covering this topic in particular.
Definitely. We want to try and give you guys some skills, some things that you can think about as you're going through the interviewing process. Hopefully help you nail that interview and get that job you're looking for.
Yeah. So, okay. So let's start with interviewing and what that actually is, right? So the interview is really about all of those things that are not on your resume.
Right. I think those are the things we really want to focus on.
Yeah.
Because anybody can read a resume. I mean, computers now just read resumes and look for keywords and be like, those are the people we think are going to be successful in this role.
Exactly. Okay. So, you know, the things that are not on your resume, these are not things that you can just usually easily list on a piece of paper, you know, and really explain it in depth on a piece of paper.
Right. Like your personality. Your personality is probably not going to come through, you know, just from looking at your resume.
Yeah. So you have to think about, why are you awesome?
Yeah. And why would you be a great addition to the team?
Yes. Okay. Step one. This is very, very important for introverts. I guess anyone specifically, okay? But because I think introverts have a greater fear of interviewing, this step is absolutely crucial.
Yes.
And it's something that we are really good at.
Yes. And it's preparation, those planning stages. I think as an introvert, at least myself, I know, I like to plan everything out, or at least try to. And sometimes to my detriment, but I like to plan things so I know I have some control over my situation.
Absolutely. Okay. So in the preparation stage, you definitely want to do some research on the company that you're actually interviewing for. Okay. Considering what are some of their main products and services, right? And that's going to differ depending on what job you're applying for.
Yeah. So as long as you kind of know what those main points are, it gives the interviewer, you know, some sense that you care about this job, that you put in some time, some effort to learn about what they're doing.
Yeah.
And along with that, you know, depending on what the situation is, this may not be like the case for everything, but know who the competitors are too. If you're going to work, you know, at a place, know who the competitors are and know how you and them make money. That I think that can be a big thing, a big motivating factor for the interviewer, just to know that you get a sense of what this job is going to be about, what the company is about, what the main goals of the company are, and how you would be able to fit in with those. And you can use that to your advantage as well during the interview.
Okay, so in case somebody is not sure what we mean by considering how does this company make money, how would you explain that?
So I would think, you know, what is their main way of driving revenue? So for, let's say, a bank, their main way is probably bringing in money, that, you know, that they can have, that they can then use to loan out to other people. A construction company, maybe their main way of making money is they get big contracts with the different, you know, businesses that are around there. And so just having a little sense of how it is that they're bringing in their money, so you just know the company, you know, as a whole.
Yeah, okay. And with Google, the internet.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's so much information out there about companies that you can easily find, okay? So no excuses. You need to do some research.
Yeah, if you're going in, let's say it's just a basic, I don't know, a job for a human resource person. You know, you may just think human resource is the same everywhere. Well, it may be slightly different. You may have some different tasks if you're human resources for a government agency versus a large, you know, global conglomerate. And there's going to be different skill sets that maybe they're looking for with those positions. And again, you can help take, you know, your advantage to that.
Okay, so the next thing in the preparation stage, look up some common interview questions, okay? Again, no excuses. If you just go on to Google, I mean, there are just site after site after site with examples of interview questions, right? So you have to consider, you know, what company are you working at? Like, what kinds of things would this employer be asking you?
Yeah, and not only what the company is, but what your role is. They're probably going to get different questions if you're going for a sales job versus if you're going for a graphic designer. A graphic designer may not care as much about certain aspects and certain skills that you might need, whereas a salesperson might be completely flipped and they care about different skill sets. And you can probably find these. I know I see stuff on LinkedIn all the time. Here are the 10 common interview questions for a sales job, for a human resource job, for a counseling job, whatever it is. You can search your specific job too and probably find questions based off of those positions.
Absolutely. Okay. Third, practice with a friend or a family member. And this, I think, is so hard for introverts because we don't like to ask for help.
Yeah, we don't like to put ourselves out there as well.
Right.
And we don't want to look stupid in front of the people that, that are the closest to us.
Exactly. And, you know, it can feel awkward, but this is also really, really important because the more you say it out loud, the more comfortable you're going to be in that interview, right? And it's going to come across more genuine and authentic, and you're going to feel more prepared.
Yeah, and hopefully the person that you're practicing with will also give you pointers, whether it's, well, that answer kind of dragged on a little bit, or you went way off topic, or look up at me more, have more eye contact, have more enthusiasm in your voice, whatever it may be, this person's going to be able to catch things that you wouldn't just doing this in your head.
Yeah, so the key really is to practice this out loud, okay? Not to just write it down and practice it in your own head, but to actually practice saying it.
Yeah. And maybe, you know, let's say you don't always have somebody available, or let's say you are going to be ready to practice with somebody another time and all of a sudden they said no to you at the end. Record yourself. Practice saying these answers. Recording yourself, whether that's video, probably video if you can, so you can see what do I look like when I'm saying this? How do I sound when I'm saying this? And at least then you've gotten some more feedback even from yourself.
Exactly. Okay. The fourth thing. We think it's important that you plan ahead of the interview, like the day before, right? So, for example, like introverts, we really like to feel relaxed. We need that downtime. So if you can, the day before your interview, try to make sure that you feel rested, you feel relaxed. I mean, whether, you know, that means that you have to go home from work and take a bath and just really kind of like relax yourself.
Yeah. And if this is going to be an interview where you're going to have to travel somewhere for the interview.
Yeah.
I know for myself and for others out there, you may get anxiety on the traveling part too.
Yeah.
So if you can, you may not always be able to do this, but maybe try and get there 2 days ahead of time the interview. That way your travel day is one day, your next day is relaxing in the city, the venue, wherever you're at, and then that third day is your interview. If you have that and traveling is an anxiety for you and you know that's not gonna put you in the best state, plan your travels around this too. Because while some people may have the interview in the town they're living in, some people may have to fly out to California. And sometimes you got to fly out to California the morning of your interview. Some people here may have had to do things like that. But if you can plan ahead and at least know what's happening, when it's happening, so you don't have that anxiety hanging over your head.
Yeah. So, you know, I guess the next thing that we want to cover is to make sure that you fully understand the position that you're interviewing for. I guess to make sure that you actually, first of all, qualify for that position. Yep. And that it's actually something that you want to do.
Yeah, I think wanting to do this position is a big thing.
That's important.
Yeah, because why interview for something if you think that it's not really going to jive with you and that you're not going to be happy with?
Yeah, you're just not going to enjoy it.
Yeah, I think there's jobs out there that you don't have to settle for something just to settle for something, just to have a job.
Yeah. Okay, so some things to consider. What are your responsibilities going to possibly be? Okay, as this person who's joining this team or this new role, how do some of your skills line up with those responsibilities?
Yeah, and I think, you know, figuring out what responsibilities are, you can find this usually in the job description. But if it doesn't say specifically, again, at least get some generalizations about the job. Google it. You can go on places like Glassdoor, which is a website where employees can post reviews of what they do on the job or how they saw management, things like that. And usually it can be done, you know, it's done anonymously. And so you can get a sense of what's the culture of this, you know, position going to be as well.
Yeah. And also to have, you know, and this would be part of preparation, right? To have real world examples of things that you've done. Okay. So for example, if they ask you about obstacles that you encountered on the job, or I think I've been asked this almost any interview I've been on, to tell them about a time that I had a disagreement with a colleague. Oh,
definitely. I think that one comes that up one for comes almost up, everybody.
Yeah, I've always been asked that question.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, from what I see it, you know, they're asking that question to see, well, how do you handle this situation? Is this something where you know how to have those problem-solving skills between you and a colleague? Is it something you're going to be able to handle by yourself, or are you always going to have your hand held during this process?
Yeah, so don't be that person that's like, well, I've never had a disagreement with a colleague. Never, right? I get along with everyone. Everybody.
Yes.
No.
I'm Snow White and everybody loves me.
Yeah. No. Okay. You need to think about a time. All right. And this doesn't have to be like this huge
blow
fight.
Up. Yeah.
This huge blow up. Just think about a time that you've had a disagreement with a colleague about anything. Okay. And how did you problem solve that?
Yeah. I think that's it's a big thing in an interview. Interviewer wants to see, one, that you know how to problem solve, and two, that you can work with your coworkers.
Right, and that you're not that person that's going to constantly run to HR.
Saying that there aren't times when you need to.
Right,
there's situations where you need to.
There's definitely times
don't make light of it, but
go to HR. But I think most supervisors are really wanting people on their team who can recognize conflict and they can understand how to problem solve that. Practice being open-minded to each other. Okay, they don't want people who constantly butt heads.
Yes.
And they're stubborn.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just unwilling to compromise. Okay, so you need to have an example of this. How did you compromise? How did you problem solve?
Yes, yes. Examples of everything is definitely important. I think another thing that can certainly help you is finding out who you're interviewing with. And then doing research on them if you can. I mean, things like LinkedIn, you can find out some people's backgrounds and what's their role with the company, what has their role been with the company, where did they go to school, other jobs they've been in. I think for introverts, that can give us a little bit of the chance to have that small chit-chat and prepare for that small chit-chat. Again, coming back to that preparation, at least for me, I don't always like the chit-chat. I like to get down to business.
Yeah.
But people do like chit chat. So this can give you a way to maybe prepare some. Oh, I see that we went to the same school, or I see that you're at school at the same time with so and so that I know. Did you guys know each other?
We grew up in the same area.
Right.
Or anything.
Yeah.
Anything that can create that kind of like connection.
Definitely. And a connection, I think, is what we're really ultimately trying to find, during this interviewing process. Whether you're interviewing the person that's looking for the job or whether you're the interviewee, you want to make that connection with the person that's sitting across the table from
you. Okay. So next thing. This question, I think, is like the worst. This is the question that like introverts absolutely hate. And that question is, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, because this is I think it's a misunderstood question, right? Because most people think when your supervisor or employer asks that question, that they're looking for you to regurgitate your resume.
Yeah, and I can tell you from being the person on the other side of the table has interviewed people, when people just go through chronologically what it is that they've been doing and they're just spitting out the skills that I can read on the resume, at some point during that process, I'm just thinking in my head, can we just stop this, please? Can we hear more? I've already read this. Right.
On your resume.
I don't necessarily say that out loud, but that's what I'm thinking.
And it's boring.
It is.
It's boring.
And you start losing interest and you start daydreaming a little bit.
So instead of just regurgitating what's already on your resume and what they've already read, we want you to start learning how to tell your resume through storytelling, okay? It's much more pleasing to an interviewer, and it allows them to see more of your personality and why you are passionate about this particular position.
Yeah, I mean, I think a resume can tell you what you've done, but a story really brings to life why you did what you did, maybe how you went about planning your activities, and maybe allows them to see your decision-making skills a little better.
Yeah.
And then, like Jenny said, it really allows your personality just to come out and pop out.
Yeah, because I think it's important that they understand why you're passionate about this position too, okay? So, I guess, can you give them an example of, an example of storytelling and what that might look like?
Sure. I mean, let's go with the question that you asked before. Like, tell me about yourself.
Yes.
Okay,
Mike. So, tell me a little bit about yourself and tell me what makes you interested in this position.
Sure. So, I think I would like to start from when I was younger. So when I was younger, I always thought of what I wanted to be when I grow up, as we all do. And what jumped out at me was positions where I could help people. So this was a police officer. I always wanted to be a police officer growing up. I always saw them out in the community helping people. I ended up realizing that I could not go down this path because I have eye issues, which would not allow me to become a police officer. So I began thinking, well, what else could I do? I'm good at biology, so why not become a forensic scientist where I could still go on helping people using the skills that I do have? I ended up going and getting my master's degree in forensics as I thought this is the path I wanted to go down in helping people. I went on to work at a forensic lab where I gained even more skills and got my feet wet in the forensic field, working to piece together evidence through DNA testing.
Interesting.
So this ultimately, allowed me to help people in this way, in a different way than being, as a police officer, but I was still involved in law enforcement. from the skills I learned there, I then ended up getting a position at a different lab leading and implementing a new program to start a new forensic DNA testing program with them. Mm-hmm. I felt really good about this work I was doing there. Again, I was helping get a new program set up to where they were going to be able to help even more people out in the community. But I was really craving some more interaction while also helping people. You know, it can be pretty lonely working in a lab sometimes.
Yeah.
And I knew I wanted to be able to utilize kind of my people-focused skills in a different way, which is what led me, you know, to thinking about sales and ultimately what led me to thinking of working for your company, as I see you as a leader in the field and an organization that ultimately, you know, has an eye on helping people and bettering people's lives.
Okay, so that's an example of storytelling, right? So Mike was able to basically go through his resume, but in more of a storytelling manner. And I think the best way to tell stories is to always think back to your childhood and, you know, think back to why you've taken the path you've taken.
Right? Yeah. So in my case, it was wanting to help people.
Yeah.
In other people's cases, it may be something else, but that gives you a good starting point, I think, mm-hmm. for, you know, your decision making, you know, throughout other aspects of your career.
Yeah. And it's just, you know, it creates more of a connection with your interviewer and it creates more of like an emotional kind of connection. You know, people like listening to other people's stories.
Yeah. Just think about when you watch a movie or you read a book. If it was just this list of things that happened and really didn't try and draw you in, it's probably not going to be a very good book and you're probably going to put it down pretty quickly.
Yeah. So, you know, I guess in terms of the preparation we talked about, like, you know, sit down, write this out, like give it some thought. You know, you can't just like prepare the day in advance for an interview. You have to do it several weeks in advance and really be ready for this and take the time to think about some of these things. Write it down.
Yeah. And if you know that you're going to be looking into a certain career, to a certain type of job, you can probably start this planning even long before you have the initial interview.
Yeah. Okay. So this next thing we're going to talk about, this is also something that a lot of introverts struggle with. Okay. And that is reflecting and sharing about some of your accomplishments, your achievements.
Yeah, I think as introverts, we tend to be pretty good team players and focus on the team and how are we helping the team and how are we helping the team grow and have success.
Which is a strength, by the way. It's good to be a team player, but in the interview, you really have to highlight why you're awesome.
Yeah. And it can be, you know, a little intimidating at times to think about that. One thing that, you know, I've found and that can be helpful in certain job interviews, maybe not all of them, is having a list of your accomplishments in a brag book.
Okay, so what is a brag book?
So a brag book can basically be your specific accomplishments in a way that can visually be shown. So think of this as if somebody is a graphic designer.
Yeah.
A brag book might actually be your illustrations or your website design. So you can actually see this, visually see this, because that's probably something your interviewer is going to want to see is your actual work.
Absolutely. So creative type jobs.
Creative type jobs, but also, let's say, sales jobs, you know, seeing your actual sales achievements, seeing what your sales numbers were, you know, comparing it to what your sales quota was and how much above quota you were, or your achievements and your awards you won, things like that. Or maybe if you're in some other position, like, I don't know, an accounting position, maybe being able to show specifically that you helped save the company $1 million or something because you saw an error somewhere or you saw a path that they could take, and you can actually visually show that to people.
But okay, so what do you think about people, though, listening who are probably like, but a brag book, like that seems so arrogant, narcissistic. Like, what are they talking about? A brag book? Like, I mean, what would you say to those people?
I'd say it depends on the role you're looking for.
Yeah.
In certain situations, I think it's going to be expected that you come with your accomplishments ready for them to see. In others, maybe not. Maybe it's a little bit more subdued. You know, you may not want to, you know, say, well, you know, in my role as the coroner, I was able to process 150 different bodies, and here's all the bodies I processed and why I was able to process them. Mm. That might be a little off. Or maybe if you're a counselor and saying, you know, having your accomplishments, you know, you were a counselor. Do you think that that would be something that would be a little odd? And
yes.
What kind of brag book you would even show as a counselor?
Yes. You know, in my field of counseling, oh my God, if I brought a brag book to an interview, I think they would immediately be like, red flag. There's something strange about this, because, you know, the field of counseling, that a brag book just wouldn't fit, you know? Yeah. And so that's why we're saying that you need to consider the type of position that you're applying for, right? So even though, you know, even if you decide not to bring your brag book in, right? Let's say this is not a position that would warrant a brag book. Bring it to you with you in the car and look it over.
Yeah, definitely. I think having this concise list of what your accomplishments are and something that you can just think, you know, quickly right before your interview, so it's on the top of your mind, will just help you remember those things.
Yeah. So even if your achievement was showing how you managed a team of others to get something done, right? Let's say you were the one leading the group. Talk about that.
Yes.
Highlight that.
Yes. It doesn't have to just be your sole things that you got accomplished solely.
Yeah.
It's okay to talk about how you did this as a part of the team, which is what us as introverts are trying to do, but highlighting how you were the main person in there to get things done.
Yeah, and think about some things outside the box, okay? Such as, I'm a team player. A lot of employers want team players.
Definitely. Definitely. And also, you know, don't be negative towards your past employment or employees. So when they ask you, why did you leave? Don't say, well, I left because my boss was a jerk.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to fly over well. Even if it was truly the case, you know, find a way to spin that into a learning tool.
Another good thing, too, is to try and match the interviewer's tone during the interview. So if they also seem very quiet-mannered, then you be quiet-mannered as well, right? That will resonate with their personality. If they seem more like loud, energetic, you can try to like up your personality a little bit, but you also don't want to be fake.
Yeah.
Right.
Remember, this isn't just an interview for them to find a position. It's an interview for you to make sure you're a good match too.
Exactly.
So if you notice that this person that's interviewing you, if they are the ones that are going to be your boss, and you're not, you know, jiving with their personality now, yeah, in the interview, you're probably not going to jive with them throughout your employment as well. So just keep that in the back of your mind too. It's not just about them to get to know you. It's about you to get to know them as well.
Right. And I think that's something that we don't think about, right? Because we get so like fixated on,
I need that job.
But like sometimes you don't think like, do I really want that job? Like, am I going to enjoy it?
Yeah.
And you have to enjoy it. To an extent.
Yes. Yes.
You have to enjoy it to an extent.
Right. Otherwise, you're just going to be looking for that next job.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. So you don't have to put on this extrovert mask, right? You can sell your introvert characteristics as a strength and not a weakness. So for example, maybe your interviewer understands introverts.
Maybe you can even tell them you're an introvert.
Yes, and sell that as a strength, right? That creates a connection. But let's say your interviewer is more extroverted and maybe they don't have a great understanding of introversion, okay? Mm-hmm. That kind of interviewer is going to be more likely to point out to you, oh, well, this job requires a lot of interaction. Do you think you're going to be able to handle that?
Yeah.
And you want to be prepared to stand up for yourself and to let them know why that's not going to be a problem for you, right? Yeah. Example, I'm a great listener. I'm empathetic. I develop relationships with others quickly, while other, you know, more extroverted personalities may talk over customers, sure. Right? And you know from experience, when you're a customer and you're trying to talk and the person keeps talking over you, like, no one likes that.
No, I don't think anybody likes it at all. So just, you know, just think about how you can use the skills that you have in this role.
Mm-hmm.
And also during the process, you know, a big thing, not only in the interview process, but in just communicating with people in general, is use eye contact.
Yeah.
I think it really shows off your confidence. If you're constantly looking down at your resume, trying to find your answers, they may be like, well, do they actually have those skills that they say they have? Or are they just trying to quickly find them on the resume being like, what did I say I did? What did I say I did? What did I say I did? So having eye contact just helps show that you're a strong person, that you believe in yourself, and you're able to show that during, you know, to the other person during the process.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So above all else, be true to yourself. Utilize some of your introverted habits already, like using good listening skills, good problem-solving skills, and paying attention to details to your advantage during this interview.
Yeah, so again, if you notice that they are more quiet-mannered and you can use that to your advantage, do that.
Yeah.
You know, don't change yourself too much, but pay attention to those little things, and it can really, really help you during the process.
Yeah, and just remember, if you don't get the job, use it as experience, right? And keep going. Because a lot of times we get really down on ourselves. We are too hard on ourselves. If it's not meant to be, maybe it's not meant to be. Okay? Yeah. But use every interview as more experience, more practice. Yeah.
And I would say don't be afraid to ask your interviewer for feedback. I know when I was looking to try and get my job in sales. Now, I had many interviews beforehand before I landed the job I have. And in some of them, I got great feedback, whether I asked for it or not, sometimes right at the interview.
So during the interview, they gave you feedback.
They gave me feedback. The one guy's like, hey, I know that you haven't had a lot of sales skills. Mm-hmm. Why don't you try reading these books? Here's some things that you can try and really, get better skill and better understanding for your role here. And I think it would be okay for you to ask for that feedback. Be like, at the end, hey, is there any other information you would like from me, or any other information you think I should try and give you, or anything else you can see as a negative from me that you think I should try and strengthen?
Yeah.
If I, come into this role beforehand.
Yeah.
I think it just shows your enthusiasm for the job and your enthusiasm for learning and trying to do what you can to help the organization.
Absolutely.
And then in the end, again, if you don't get this job, at least you've gotten some feedback and hopefully something you can take onto your next time.
Yeah, so we hope these tips have been helpful. Go out there and get that job.